Coulter, Gutless President in Wallace Country. By Ann Coulter on December 19, 2018. If you were elected president after decades of politicians doing nothing about the millions of illegals pouring into our country every year, committing crimes, dealing drugs, driving drunk, molesting children and killing Americans like Kate Steinle, and your central campaign promise, repeated every day, was to build a wall, wouldn't you have spent the entirety of your transition period working on getting it done? Wouldn't you have been building prototypes, developing relationships with key congressional allies and talking to military leaders about using the Seabees or the Army Corps of Engineers to build the wall? Wouldn't you skip the inauguration and take the oath of office in San Diego so you could get started on supervising wall construction immediately after putting your hand on the Bible and being sworn in as the leader of the free world? You would if you meant it. Well, Donald Trump didn't do that. Okay, sure, he could have taken the oath in D.C., gone to a few balls, then started the wall on day 2 of his presidency. But he didn't do that either. Maybe I'm a literalist. A zealot. When people kept telling me to be patient, the wall is coming, I nursed a private hope that I was wrong, and they were right. It is now crystal clear that one of two things is true. Either Trump never intended to build the wall and was scamming voters all along, or he has no idea how to get it done and zero interest in finding out. He sacrifices every opportunity to make the wall happen. For 2 years, Trump pretended to believe the President of the United States needs express authorization from Congress to defend the nation's borders and blame the Republican majority for not funding the wall. In a few weeks, he'll start blaming the Democratic House. Last week, several whole days ago, Trump said over and over again that he would shut down the government if he didn't get funding for the wall, the precise thing he claims he needs. We need border security. The wall is a part of border security, he said. If we don't have border security, we'll shut down the government. Now, as absurd as the Russia nonsense is, the details about Trump's sleazy associates, the porn star, the Playboy playmate and his seedy business practices leave his supporters feeling queasy, even if he hasn't committed any crimes. Instead of joining a fight that will make his most ardent supporters cringe no matter how it comes out, why not choose a battleground where he's guaranteed a win? If Trump used the military to build the wall, actually build it, not keep telling us he's going to build it, the Democrats will go mad. They'll hold impeachment hearings, file a million lawsuits, produce weeping children reading from phony scripts written by immigrant rights groups, and Trump will win. The public will support Trump overwhelmingly, and the left will be forced to keep reminding voters why they hate Democrats. Instead, what he's doing now absolutely guarantees that the next president will be a Democrat and, given today's Democratic Party, that president will be Kamala Harris. Copyright 2018 ANN Coulter.